Welcome in. Today we're building a proper retro rave breakdown pad stack in Ableton Live 12, aimed straight at old school jungle and early drum and bass vibes. Beginner friendly, all stock Ableton devices, and the main goal is this: we're not just making a pad sound, we're making a pad performance, printing it to audio, and then treating it like a vintage sample you can chop, reverse, filter, and slam back into the drop. If you've ever heard those breakdowns that feel like they came off an old tape, or like a DJ is riding the mixer in real time, this is the workflow, and it's a classic trick. Commit it to audio, then do audio thinking instead of endless MIDI tweaking. Alright, let's set the scene. First, set your tempo somewhere in that DNB pocket, like 170 BPM. Anywhere from 165 to 172 is fine, but 170 is a sweet spot. Now give yourself a tiny bit of context so you're not designing pads in a vacuum. Drop a break loop on an audio track. Amen, think. Anything with that jungle attitude, and add a super simple sub, even just a sine wave, only so you can check later that the pad isn't eating your low end. Important. Turn the break down for now. This is breakdown territory. The pad is the storytelling tool, and we'll bring the drums back later. Now we're building a three-layer pad stack. Make three MIDI tracks and name them PAD1 Warm, PAD2 Air, and PAD3 Rave Texture. Select all three and group them. Name the group PAD Stack. Quick teacher note before we touch synths. Gain staging now saves you later. Try to set each pad layer so it peaks roughly around -18 to -12 dBFS on its own. Not because there's one magic number, but because when you start adding glue compression, saturation, and reverb, you want vibe, not brittle clipping. Then you'll bring the group up to taste. Let's build PAD1 Warm. This is the body, the nostalgia, the tape memory layer. Load wave eatable. Start simple. On oscillator 1, use basic shapes and pick a sine or triangle. I'd go triangle if you want more harmonic body. On oscillator 2, choose a saw wave, but keep it quiet, like -12 to -18 dB compared to oscillator 1. Add a little unison. Set it to classic, 2 to 4 voices, and a tune around 10 to 20%. You're not trying to make it seasick. You want it to feel wide and slightly imperfect. Now filter it. Choose LP24. Start your cutoff around 1.2 kHz, and adjust between about 500 Hz and 2K depending on how dark you want the breakdown to start. Add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB, just for warmth. Now the amp envelope. Give it an attack of 30 to 80 milliseconds so it blooms instead of clicking. Decay around 2 to 4 seconds. Sustain down a bit, like -6 to -12 dB, and a long release, 2 to 6 seconds. Long tail equals glue in a breakdown. Great, that's your warm bid. Now pad 2 air. This is width and shimmer, but we're going to keep it light so it doesn't turn into fizzy noise. Load analog. Set both oscillators to saw waves. Detune them slightly, just enough that when you mute it and unmute it, you feel the stereo widen. Filter it with LP12 or LP24, and set cutoff higher than the warm pad, like 3 to 6K. Keep resonance low. After analog, add chorus ensemble. Put it in chorus mode. Set the rate slow, around 0.2 to 0.4 Hz. Amount around 20 to 40%. Width can go big, like 120 to 160%. Then add EQ8. High pass this layer around 150 to 250 Hz. Pads do not need sub, and the air layer definitely doesn't. If you want a little sparkle, you can add a gentle high shelf, maybe +1 to +3 dB above 6 to 10K. Optional. One big warning here. Wide pads plus bright EQ can get spitty fast. If it starts sounding like sandpaper, don't boost more highs. Instead, consider a gentle low pass around 12 to 16K later on the group. Now PAD3 Rave Texture. This is the difference between pretty pad and old school rave breakdown. We'll do a beginner safe option with drift. Load drift. Pick a brighter wave, something sawish. Then use the LFO to modulate either filter cutoff or pitch very subtly. Rate around 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. That's a slow drift, like it's alive. Keep the amount tiny. If you can obviously hear the wobble, it's probably too much. You want to feel it moving. Then EQ8 on this layer and high pass at around 200 to 400 Hz. This layer is character, not weight. Cool. Three layers built. Now we glue them together on the PAD stack group. This is where it starts to feel like one instrument instead of three tracks. First add EQ8. High pass the whole group around 120 to 200 Hz. Start at 150. Then check the low mids. If it's muddy, dip around 250 to 450 Hz by 2 to 4 dB with a wide Q. And if you want a touch of lift, add a gentle high shelf at 8 to 10K, but keep it subtle. Next, add glue compressor. Set attack to 10 milliseconds, release to auto ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is just glue, not squashing. You can turn on soft clip if you want a bit of extra control, but keep it subtle. Now, optional but very effective. Roar. This is where you can get that old school grit. Use it lightly. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Use filtering inside roar to keep it from getting harsh. And set the mix around 10 to 30% so it feels more parallel. The goal is tapish attitude, not destroyed. Then add hybrid reverb. Choose hall or plate. Decay around 4 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds so the pad stays present before the space blooms. Low cut the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz so your low mids don't wash out. Wet around 15 to 30%. And remember, you can automate wetter for the peak of the breakdown. Finally, auto filter on the group. LP12 is a classic choice. This is your storytelling sweep. Map the cutoff to a macro so you can perform it easily. Add a bit of resonance, like 10 to 20%, if you want it to speak as it opens. Tiny teacher comment. In jungle breakdowns, filter sweeps and reverb tails are basically narrative devices. You're not just changing tone. You're building an expectation. Now write chords. Keep it emotional and simple. Minor keys work great. Try F minor or G minor. Make a 4 or 8 bar chord loop. Here is an easy 8 bar example in F minor, FM, DB, AB, FM, then FM, DB, C or C7, FM. The voicing matters more than people think. Keep chords in a mid range, around C3 to C5. Avoid big low notes. You are leaving room for the bass to dominate when the drop hits. Now the fun part, resampling. This is where we turn your pad stack into something you can chop like a break. Create a new audio track called PAD Resample. For the input, you have two main options. Option 1 is simplest. Set audio from to resampling. Arm the track. Solo the PAD stack group so you only capture pads. Then hit record and record 16 to 32 bars. Option 2 is cleaner. Set audio from to PAD stack. And choose Post FX. That prints exactly what's coming out of your group chain, without relying on master routing. Arm and record the same way. While you record, perform it. This matters. Don't just print a static pad. Ride the auto filter cutoff. Slowly open it from darker to brighter. Bring the reverb wet up a little around the middle. Maybe nudge roar drive slightly for intensity. If you can, do small imperfect moves. Little wobbles every bar or two feel more human and more hands-on than one perfectly straight ramp. Here's a pro move that's still beginner-friendly. Record 2 passes. Pass is dark and restrained. More closed filter, less reverb, less drive. Pass B is brighter and more intense. More open filter, more reverb, a touch more grit. Later you can alternate them in arrangement like a DJ is working two channels. Also, commit early but keep one safety lane. You can freeze and flatten one pad layer, or keep the MIDI muted, so if you change chords later you can reprint quickly. Now you've got your pad performance as audio. Time to make it retro rave. Pick a clean 8 or 16 bar section and consolidate it so it's one solid clip. Then do classic edits. Duplicate the clip. Take the last half bar before the drop and reverse it. Add a fade in so it swells cleanly instead of clicking. That reverse swell is pure jungle drama. On the auto track, add auto filter. In the breakdown, sweep from around 800 Hz up to 6,000, wherever it feels like it's fully opening. If you want extra movement, you can also do a little stepwise opening rather than one smooth line. Add delay or echo. Set the time to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 15 to 35%. Then filter the delay return. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8k, so it sits behind instead of cluttering the mix. Another fun advanced but easy trick. On the last bar before the drop, automate the clip transposition down by 2 to 5 semitones, like a pitch sag. Then hard cut to silence for a beat or half beat. That little falling sensation screams late 90s breakdown energy. Now let's arrange this into a reliable 16 bar breakdown into drop. Bars 1 to 8. Pad auto plays, a little filtered closed. Optional vinyl noise if you want atmosphere. The break is either gone or heavily high-passed so it's just a faint hiss of rhythm. Bars 9 to 12, start opening the pad filter. Increase reverb tail slightly. If you recorded 2 passes, you can start sneaking in the brighter pass underneath. Bars 13 to 15, introduce a snare build. It can be dead simple, even 2-step hits getting denser. Start shortening the pad tail slightly by pulling reverb wet down a touch, because we want the drop to hit clean. Bar 16. The classic move. Cut to near silence for a quarter to a half bar. Let the reverse swell pull into it. Then suddenly nothing. Then the drop hits. Full break. Full bass. Quick mix checks before you call it done. Make sure the pad stack isn't too loud. In DNB the pad is mood. Drums and bass are the body when the drop arrives. Make sure you high passed enough. If your pad has energy below about 150 to 250 Hz, it will wreck sub clarity. Be careful with chorus and reverb. It gets washy fast. Better to automate them up only at key moments than run them huge the whole time. And if the pad is wide and cloudy in the low mids, try making old-school style stereo decisions. Less stereo down low, more stereo up high. Put utility after your group EQ and try width around 80 to 100% overall. If you want to go further, use EQ8 in mid-side mode and shave a tiny bit of side energy around 250 to 600 Hz, like 1 to 2 dB. That keeps the shimmer wide without smearing the center. Optional groove polish. Sidechain the pad stack very subtly to the kick or break. 1 to 2 dB of reduction is enough. You're not trying to make it pump like house. You're just making it breathe so the groove stays clear. And one last old-school workflow gem. Resample again after you've done your reverse, delay, and filter moves. Resampling the resample commits the vibe and makes arranging fast. It's very hardware era. Print, commit, move forward.